We're going to go into what in Huna we call the Huna prayer. And it goes like this. You consciously think of something you want happen. You want your friend to make it through major surgery, let's say. That's a good altruistic sort of good thing. You want your friend to come out well out of an operation, let's say. Here's what you do. You make a conscious picture of what you want happening. For example, in this case, a picture of your friend being healthy after the operation. Smiling, healthy, everything fine. And you make it as vividly as possible. Now, if you're not used to visualizing, it's going to take a while for you to be able to convince your unconscious mind that these pictures are things you actually want, and not just some vague daydreaming. But after you do this for a while, do it every day with something you want. A week, 2 weeks, maybe even 21 days. Your unconscious mind will understand that these pictures are not just some vague daydreams of yours, but things you actually want or need. And you take this vivid picture and you relax again down into your unconscious mind. Relax down with this picture. Because whatever picture your unconscious mind has as something it wants, is gonna project that picture up all the way. Remember, your unconscious mind, your lower self, is yourself that's connected to your higher self. So that picture in your lower self is gonna give a blueprint to your higher self of what it wants manifested. So that picture is going to go up along as you increase the vibrational frequency of your energy along with that picture, all the way up to that place we just call the karmic level. And you're going to put it there. So in effect, that picture is going to become part of your karma, meaning it's going to be something that your life is going to manifest. And you're going to put that picture there, and then you're going to let the energy from your higher self increase the frequency all the way up to the higher self, so that energy from the higher self pours down with that white rain, down all the way down through that karmic level. And as it hits that karmic level, it's going to keep going down all the way down once again to your unconscious below your feet. And it's going to go all the way down, and as it goes down, it's going to start manifesting this reality or programming this reality through all your levels. And you will notice that sooner or later. And you can even give it a time frame when you make the picture. Put a calendar in your picture or something to give it a time frame. Sooner or later, it's going to manifest in your reality. And this is the secret. I'm giving you here the secret of the Kahuna reality control technique. The more far away from your current reality your request or your picture is, the longer it's probably going to take for it to manifest. The closer it is to what you actually have manifested before, the quicker it's going to happen. In any case, it's going to happen. So please use this skill responsibly. And always remember, be careful what you wish for. And what you wish for is going to become part of your karmic level. So if you wish for someone to be harmed, it will happen. At the same time, harm is what you're putting into your karmic level. And that may trickle down to your own life. If you wish for something good to happen to someone, you have a good event in your karmic level. See, there's no way around this. What you wish happens in the real world is going to happen to you as well as to whomever you want it to happen. This is something that I cannot overemphasize. If you don't believe me, that's fine. Try it out. But I did warn you. It would be better if you just take my words for it. Because once it's done, it's really difficult to undo this. And the success of this Huna prayer depends on several things. how vividly you can visualize the nature of what you want happening, how open your unconscious mind is to accepting what you want. See, because if it's something that your unconscious mind doesn't believe in, it's not going to happen because it's not going to present it to your higher self. That's another reason why you have to clear out your unconscious of things you don't want in your unconscious so you can put in things you do want. And also the level of energy you have. Because you need energy to clear out your unconscious, you need energy to visualize vividly, you need energy to bring down your conscious mind with a picture down to your unconscious, you need energy for your unconscious to accept the picture, and you need energy for your unconscious to be able to present the picture to your higher self. Your higher self doesn't need any more energy because it can grab all the energy it needs from out there and bring it down to you. And make the picture happen. And keep in mind that everything that's at that karmic level that you did not put there intentionally will still manifest. Another reason why you should make sure every day you clear out not only your body, your emotions, your mind, your psychic level, but also this karmic level. Because otherwise your high self is going to be manifesting everything that's there throughout your life. And it doesn't really matter how those ideas or pictures got into that place in the first place. They probably got there because of your unconscious actions, or maybe your conscious actions, beliefs, thoughts, emotions, gave a message to your unconscious that was something you wanted, and your unconscious mind just sent it out there and put it up there for your higher self to take care of and deal with. That's why in Huna we say you must be responsible with your actions, responsible with your emotions, responsible with your thoughts, because your unconscious mind will think of those things, the things you want manifested, and it will send it up there for your higher self to manifest. So as you practice the Huna prayer, just make sure you pray for things that are good for you and good for everybody else. So you have a lot of homework now. You're going to practice clearing out your emotions, you're going to practice clearing out your mind, you're going to practice clearing out your psychic level, and now you're going to practice clearing out this karmic level and practicing the Huna prayer. I also want you to, every day, at least for 21 days, to take a few minutes to clearly and distinctly feel the difference between each and every vibrational level. And this is going to become really important now when we start talking about what you can do with your psychic level. Because psychic abilities are a part of Huna. Now you have to use the psychic level responsibly too and know how to use it. And here's why. I'm going to give you a safety tip. Psychic energy is pretty strong. Karmic energy is stronger. High self energy is stronger. But psychic energy is the next strongest one. So all the psychic stuff, psychic energy you bring into you, and you need to bring psychic energy into you in order to read other people, this psychic energy you bring into you is going to trickle down and go down all the way through each and every one of your other levels, like your mental, your emotional, your physical, your energetic. And if you have any blockages at any of those levels, they're going to get hit by this energy and gonna get activated, and people tend to flip out either psychically, emotionally, mentally, or have health problems. And a lot of psychics out there have all these problems, and this is why. Now, how do you safeguard from this? You make sure that before you engage in extensive psychic activity, you relax your blockages. You do a few minutes, maybe even half an hour to an hour, of relaxing all your blockages. You also want to be able to bring your energy down through your body to below your feet. You don't want to keep that psychic energy inside your body because it's just way too much and it's going to be hitting all these other blockages unless you've gotten rid of all your blockages. So the safe way to deal with psychic stuff is let it in through your body, receive whatever messages you want, and then let it go down through the soles of your feet and let your unconscious mind dispose of it, because your unconscious mind knows how to deal with it. And you should be writing down all these exercises, because it's quite a few of them. I mean, Hunas are complicated art in some ways, and you have to really practice each and every aspect of it in order for you to be able to integrate it all together later. Now, here's another exercise for working at the psychic level. Sit down, relax your mind into your unconscious once again, bring energy down through your body all the way down, and let it go up at a higher vibration, until you contact your psychic level, the psychic vibrational level. And then just stop. Think of someone you want to get a read on. Have an image of this person in your mind and nothing else. Now energize that image with energy from the psychic vibrational level. And as you pour energy into it, just clear your mind now and listen. Listen for any words you hear, any images that pop up. And I want you to practice this with one person each day for 21 days until you can actually think of anyone around the world. And just by having a picture of them in your mind, you can get a psychic read of what they're doing, what they're feeling, what's going on with them. 21 days of this, and it's better if you keep a notebook, like a journal, and you write down each and every one of these experiences, because after 21 days, you may want to actually check, call these people up or something, and confirm, and notice which times you were actually accurate, which times you may have not been accurate, and try to figure out why. And you can practice something similar with each and every one of your levels. If you want to think more clearly about a situation or a problem you have or a strategy you need to come up with, push up your vibration to the mental level and energize it. And think from that level with that energy available. If you want to fix your physical body, help it get over some illness, just focus on the part of your body that feels injured, make a picture of that part, feel that part of your body, and keep the energy at the physical vibrational level so you actually feel it in your body. A good way to do it is to practice the exercise we did before where you rub your hands, rub that part until you feel the energy flowing more in that area, and then just focus your vibration to that area. Breathe into that area and just bring your energy, visualize your energy going into that area and actually feel it going into that area and relax it as that happens. Every time you work with any of these levels, you want to relax that level at the same time as you put energy into it. For physical healing, you may want to combine a Huna prayer with this energy work. You visualize for the Huna prayer yourself or the person you want healed being healed, or visualize that body part healed, that broken bone just being completely healed. Visualize it. Perform the Huna prayer, and as you do that, pour energy into that picture of the healed bone, into that picture of the healed person, or if it's yourself, just pour that energy directly into your physical body as you keep that image in your higher self. So that when your higher self brings down energy to make that picture happen, let the higher self bring the energy all the way down into that part of your body. Let it become a physical sensation in your body at that vibrational level. Now, if you want to influence someone psychically, like sending someone a message, sending someone an emotion, affecting the way someone feels, here's what you do. Make a picture of the person you want to affect. Now you have several options here. You can either work it out through the Huna prayer at the karmic level, making the picture of that person doing what you want them to do, giving that picture to your unconscious to give to your high self, put it at the karmic level, and let the high self energize it and make it happen. That's one way of doing it. But if you want to do it purely at the psychic level, because you don't want to use a whole prayer just for influencing someone. Here's another way you can do it. Make a picture of that person you want to influence and whatever you want happening. Now, go all the way up, raise your vibrational level of energy to your psychic level. And keep a distinct feeling of the psychic level. And once you put that picture, and allow that picture to vibrate at that psychic level. Now, I want you to take either energy either from your mental level or your energetic level, your physical level, or your emotional level, depending on what you want. If you want them to, say, feel a certain way, go into your own emotional level of vibration and generate that emotion you want them to feel right there. And let that emotion vibrate at the emotional vibrational level. And as you increase that energy, what you're going to do is you're going to increase the vibrational level so that it matches the vibrational level of your psychic self. So you're taking that energy from the emotional level that you're generating and you bring it up to the level of the psychic energy. And you put that energy into that picture and then you let it go. You stop thinking of the picture, you stop thinking of the energy, you stop thinking completely, go to sleep, relax, play video games, do whatever you want. Your work is done. You've already succeeded.